Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rive Ethics. My name is Victory Tamnochaipirim Brown, and I am a Rivers Indigene from Boni, and I'm also a user experience designer and a girl in tech from Port Harcourt. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Iesonwike, the initiator of Rive Ethics.
Greetings to our caring people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, Character Building Weekend Show. Please realize that the girl child is like a flower that is forever in bloom. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations Girls in ICT Day 2022 with the theme Access and Safety. The theme for this year's Girls in ICT Day, Access and Safety, is quite apt considering the lopsided global statistics that reflect poor access to ICT for women and girls. The grim statistics are as follows. 200 million men own mobile phones, more than women in developing countries like Nigeria. 250 million men use internet more than women. Only 6% of women develop apps, according to UNESCO report. In addition, women's share in technology employment, which in 1990 reached a high of 34%, up from 15% in 1970, declined to 27% in 2011. It nudged up to 30% 5 years later in 2016, and in 2019, it reached 31%. Deloitte Global has predicted that it will increase to 33% in 2022. In an age where technology is central to many aspects of everyone's daily lives, it may seem surprising that women are still underrepresented in the industry. Despite many individuals, companies, and organizations championing the clear business benefits of workforce diversity, the ICT sector is still male-dominated, especially at senior level. McKinsey and Company states that women make up only 19% of tech senior vice presidents and just 15% of CEOs, also chief executive officers. And a recent study conducted by Accenture and Girls Who Code found that the gender gap in computing is getting worse. It concluded that unless a broad strategy is introduced to encourage girls' interests in computing in secondary schools and the university, the percentage of women in computing could fall to 22% in 2025. From the first Girls in ICT Day celebration in 2011, the message was centered on themes like girls can do ICT, girls need to do ICT, and girls are great in ICT. The aim of the yearly celebration is to exchange ideas and experiences and find ways to tell girls that information and communication technologies are tools of empowerment and that a career in ICT not only offers new and exciting challenges, but it also is very rewarding. It is vital that we attract young women into technology if we are to sustain healthy growth rates for the industry overall. With excellent employment opportunities and very good remuneration, a career in technology represents an excellent choice for girls in every corner of River State and all other states in Nigeria. Let us listen to our guest speaker today as she expounds on the subject. She is Mrs. Victory Brown, user experience designer and convener of Design Hers. There is a drama sketch titled Tech Glory by Princess Amy Alagwa. Please enjoy the episode and let this make a difference in our lives. A peace-loving Rivers people, Please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Hi, baby. Good morning. How are you doing?
Ah, my beautiful woman. Good morning. Just seeing you gives me joy. How are you today?
Omo, Ogami, I'm fine. Please, my laptop battery is very low. I really need to charge my laptop. Please, can I charge my laptop?
Sure. No problem. You're always welcome here.
Oh, thank you, baby.
You can come in, please.
Good day, doctor.
Hello, Merit. How are you? Welcome to my office. Ah, your temperature is really high. You're running a fever. Please sit down.
Thank you, doc. Please prescribe any efficient drug for me. Merit, welcome. Sorry, please don't fall sick. Thank you, my sister. Since I came, you've been so busy with your laptop. You go like hot soup for me.
Amen.
Merit, my best friend. What am I going to do without him? Let me share the good news. I am a tech girl now. In short, tech is the new oil money, in case you don't know.
Are you for real? Please, I want to know more.
Well, a girl in tech is simply defined as a girl into the technological sector, just like a guy in tech.
Wow, that's nice, oh. How can ladies have access to technology and safety in technology?
For women and girls to thrive in science, technology, and engineering careers, they need safe and reliable access to the internet and other digital tools.
Interesting. I'm curious to know, due to the peculiarities of our female folk, are there any issues females face in the tech industry today?
Oh yes, quite a number of issues, like accessibility. That is the act of having access to technology. Women in tech have this issue. In short, it's so difficult for some women to even get a simple thing as a laptop.
Wow, that's true, Aliso. Come to think of it.
Exactly, Merit. Another issue we women tend to grapple with is illiteracy.
Sure. That is a serious point you raised there.
Thank you, baby. Painfully, in some cases, illiteracy could be a setback in understanding technology. It is important that the tutor and the student have a common language of communication for understanding. And how can that be possible when there is illiteracy?
Very insightful, Alice. Thank you. Have the challenges been exhausted? Are there still other challenges girls have to tackle with in this tech industry? I need to know. This has become so dear to my heart since you, my love, is now involved in the technological industry.
Yes, disability. Disability could also be quite a challenge to girls in tech.
You're right, Alice. You've raised another point there.
Yes, Merit. Sad reality.
I love you, Alice.
Oh, Ogami, you're making me shy. I love you too, baby. Well, I think I'm done for now with listing challenges girls face in tech.
Love wanting tea. I go love her.
Merit, jealousy. But come to think of it, for girls to experience safety in technology, I think the following measures should be taken.
I'm all ears.
The measures to ensure safety for girls in tech is by creating safe communities. That's what I think anyway, which would keep their details safe and enable them share knowledge and experiences with each other.
Wow, see value now. Merit, you will come and be giving my woman money for this great value. In fact, I'm now her personal manager.
Dog. Now what for you? Please, are there tech communities that one can join?
Yes, quite a number. There are innovative communities that have been founded to ensure safety in technology for ladies.
Wow, Alice, please shoot.
Okay. Communities like SheCode Africa Initiative, a non-profit organization, trains women in software engineering, data science, cloud, product design, technological writing, etc. It has over 32 chapters in Africa with 10,000 community members.
Wow, you don't mean it.
Yes, Doc, I mean it. Another good community is the Femme Code Africa Initiative, founded by Shulami John, a profit organization where females pay to learn tech skills like front-end development, data science, back-end engineering, amongst other things.
Wow, Alice, that's a lot though.
Now let me shock you. In Port Harcourt, we have a number of them too. I'll just list a few, like Gloria Asukwa's Hard Tech Trio, which is focused on empowering women in technology, design, communication, and advocacy skills.
Are you for real?
Of course, too. We also have the Design House Initiative, still here in Port Harcourt, where ladies are trained on web designing, product design, coding, animating, and so many others. I'm so excited.
Are you serious? That's splendid though.
Yeah, girl.
You know what? I'd love to be a part of such communities with great minds.
Baby girl, you're so smart. Aww. Beauty with the brains. I'm glad you are mine.
Please, can I join the tech community?
Thank you, sugar. Merit, you're too jealous. Anyway, to answer your question, why not? You can join a tech community by acknowledging the one you want to identify with, looking for what you want to be known for, and building authority in their niche.
Wow, this is huge. You know what? I'll tell all the females in Ruma Abaji through Lolo's Women Project I'm handling. I'm very sure Lolo Nyekachi, our queen, will love this for a new project too. This will be music to her ears. I'll do this Monday by the special grace of God. Thank you so much for the value, Alice. That's why I love you. You know what? I'll be on my way now. Thank you, Doc, for the prescription. I'm really grateful.
Oh, you're welcome, my
dear.
You're
welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
My baby. I'm so proud of you. Our children will be very lucky to have a brilliant mother. Because everything they do.
The drama you just listened to is titled Tech Glory by Princess Amy Alagwa, starring
Lucky Onyeche as Dr. Wilson,
Lechi Akegiro as Merit,
and your girl Princess Amy Alagwa as Alice. It was written by Matilda Dikibo and directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Remember, tech is the new oil. Happy weekend. Bye-bye. So many chicks, they might come, they love me. But now only you who can be my wifey. Hey. I pray, I can't stand by this. Wait. For anything we go. Don't sit, there are things to be done. Every day. With your bit, the battle will be won. That's the way. Be tolerant, be understanding. Show some care. Be just and undemanding. Be sincere. The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and my name is Victory Tamunoche Perrin Brown. I'll be speaking on the topic, Girls in Tech, Access and Safety. What does it mean to be a girl in tech? It's the same thing as being a boy in tech. The only difference is, this time around, it is a female who has decided to go into the tech ecosystem. Technology as a whole has grown over the years, and we've seen it develop and moved into different dimensions. Currently, we're in a space called Web3, which is no different from the previous webs, but opens to more opportunities for everybody and is inclusive for all genders, which is one of the reasons why we are here today to talk about. Well, despite all advocacy and plea for equality, women are still discriminated upon, they are underpaid, and most of them have low security in the workplace. This can in turn make it very difficult for women to want to put themselves in those kind of spaces because they do not feel safe in those environments. The tech system is no different from all of this. Women in tech face discrimination daily, racial discrimination, black women in tech. They also face discrimination in terms of being underpaid. You can visit some workplaces, ask questions, and you would find out that several ladies in these workspaces are doing the same thing as their male counterparts, but yet paid less. Why is this? This is because the system is broken. The system was made not in favor of the female gender, but in the favor of the male gender. But we are not here to point fingers now, are we? We're here to fix these challenges And how do we go about that? We go about that by tackling the issues at hand, which is access for girls in tech and safety for girls in tech. Gender equality remains a significant issue in the corporate world, and there are still some outstanding questions about what will the power hold? What will the future hold for these ladies that have decided to take this bold step of getting into tech? For girls and young women to thrive in science, technology, engineering, mathematics careers, they need safe and reliable access to the internet and also to other digital tools. That's why in consultation with youths, we have identified access and safety as one of the issues we'll be tackling this year's program for girls in tech. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
Why do we have to fight ourselves, my friend? A neighbor is a friend. Let's pull together and live as one. A neighbor is a friend. Yes, your neighbor is your friend. Your neighbor is your friend. So let it
be. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Riv Ethics on Radio, and my name is Victory Tamina Cheperian Brown. I have been speaking on the topic Girls in Tech, Access and Safety. Well, let us tackle one of the issues that faces girls in tech: accessibility. What is accessibility in terms? Well, accessibility is the process of having access to things. Do girls have access to tech? If yes, what access or what are the boundaries to that access? And what are the challenges that face them? Well, we have one: the issue of accessibility with tools. What do we mean by these tools? We're talking about tools like laptops, because these are the tools that will help these girls to succeed in their tech career. What are the plans for them to be supplied laptops? Are people even considering these options of helping girls get into tech by providing them with tools? Tools like the internet. The internet is open to everybody, but yet there can be some restrictions to this internet consumption. Issues like location, where are you based? Does the internet get there? How strong is the internet? How fast is the internet? How reliable is it? All these can be hindrances to girls getting into tech and becoming better. We also have issues like accessibility to resources. Getting into tech is one. Being supplied these resources is another thing. Resources like videos, articles, and even mentors to help them process or progress in their tech journey. We also have the issue of environmental issues like culture, language. These can be hindrances to girls in tech. Let's say, for instance, I come into an environment where they speak a different language from what I speak. As a Bonny girl, I speak Ibani, and I would not fit into an Ikwerre community if my mentor teaches me tech with Ikwerre language. We can see how this has put a stop to my tech career, haven't we? Well, for us to make the tech ecosystem a safe place and an accessible place for all girls and everybody, we must use a language that is understandable by everybody and a language that can easily be accessed by everybody in the community. Next, we have the issue of disabilities. The involvement and integration of women with disabilities in leading and influencing the world as a whole is very vital. We have seen different ladies with disabilities make way for us in this tech ecosystem, and we are forever grateful to them. Research has shown that the diverse and inclusive teams tend to be more creative and innovative, and boosting women in the tech industry also helps to advance these efforts. The technology and inclusive design worlds need more balanced leaderships, and with more women involved, doing so moves us all towards gender equality, where men, women, girls, boys can all fully participate and develop meaningful and create a more inclusive and equitable and sustainable world. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly.
Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time is money.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Riv Ethics on Radio, and my name is Victory Tamina Chepirin Brown, and I have been speaking on girls in tech, access, and safety. Now we'll be talking about safety for girls in tech. How do we create a safe environment for these ladies who have decided to pursue a tech journey or a tech career? One of the ways we can do this is by creating safe tech communities for these ladies. What does that mean? We need to create an environment where these ladies can come into, meet other ladies, converse, share ideas, share mentorship, share trainings, share resources, and be better techies that they already are. Another way that we could increase safety for women in tech is by also providing them with resources, safe resources, resources that do not require these ladies to put in their information, and information that is not secure and can also be used to trace these ladies. We've had so many issues of women being stalked, eventually kidnapped, or even brutally murdered because someone came across their profile on the internet, on social media, or somewhere. So you know that ladies are not safe anywhere. Providing these environments can in turn help to create a conducive learning environment for these ladies who have decided to pursue a tech career. I will also be talking about communities that have been founded that support ladies in tech and also provide a very healthy, good, and innovative environment for ladies to come and contribute to. We have the She Code Africa Initiative. The She Code Africa Initiative is a non-profit organization that helps to empower women in tech across Africa. They are known for training ladies in careers like software engineering, data science, cloud, product design, technical writing, and so many other things. The She Code Africa has over 32 chapters all over the world in Africa. They have over 10,000 community members who are doing tremendous in the tech ecosystem. We also have the FemCode Africa. The FemCode Africa community is founded by Shulamite John, and it is a profit organization where girls pay to train and learn tech. Tech skills like front-end development, back-end engineering, data science, and so on and so forth. Now for Port Harcourt, we have amazing Port Harcourt ladies who are doing tremendous work in the tech ecosystem. We have Gloria Asukwa, who is the founder of Hard Tech Trail, a community focused on empowering women in tech with design skills, communication skills, advocacy skills, and so many others. Gloria has proved herself over the years as a Port Harcourt techie, bringing more women into tech and onboarding them in a safe and conducive environment. I also am a founder of a tech community here in Port Harcourt. It is called the Design Heart Community. It's a community of women who are interested in design and come together to discuss their design challenges, how to get better. We share resources, talk about mentorship, go for trainings, and also have fun while we're learning. So you can also be a great techie wherever you go. Now let's say you've listened to me talk and yarn about tech and you're wondering, how can I fit into this? Where do I come in? How can I be a techie like you, Gloria, and the rest? Well, tech is a large space to be in, and there are different career paths that you could pursue in tech. We have the front-end development, which is also called coding. Most people know it as coding. You can code and be a front-end developer, a back-end developer, or even a full-stack developer. What does it mean to be a full-stack developer? A full-stack developer is a developer that does both front-end and back-end. We have designers. Designers, you could be any type of designer in the tech ecosystem. You could be a graphics designer. You could be a product designer. You could be a motion designer, an animator, an illustrator, and so on and so forth. Whatever area of tech you decide to pursue, you do your research, find communities available, and join one. Join a community, introduce yourself, and tell them what you want to do. Tell them how far you've come. I'm sure you would find somebody there who is willing to put you through. Before we round up, I'm going to talk about myself and how I got into tech. I started my tech career 2 years ago. I did not know what tech was. I had no idea what the tech ecosystem held for me. And I went there with a leap of faith, deciding that I was going to go into this tech ecosystem and I was going to be a big person in that space. I was going to do great things and I was going to onboard more women to come and enjoy this tech with me. I found a community. I joined the SheCode Africa community, which I earlier mentioned, as a speaker, as a contributor, as an advocate. I started learning, I started networking, and look at where I am today. I have in turn founded my own community where I help ladies come into tech. Just before we go off, let's give a shout out to some of the amazing tech ladies in this space who you might come across or who you eventually need to connect with to make it in tech here in Port Harcourt. I'm going to talk about Ruth Ikega. Ruth Ikega hails from Port Harcourt. She stayed here in Port Harcourt, especially at Borokiri. I'm going to talk about Anita and so many others. Anita, Gloria Asukwo, Queen Esther, Bella, Queen Frank, and so many others. Well, these are all ladies that are doing so well, and we are here to serve as examples that you can actually be something great without actually having to do anything illegal or go out of your morals. If you decide to come into tech, do well to reach out to any of these organizations and tell them that you are interested in joining. I'm Victory Brown, and I'm reporting for Rev Ethics. It was nice talking to you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via @ReveEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reveethics@gmail.com. The Reve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.